Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Hope you have an opportunity to get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker, or even a deep fryer. We're just came off Cinco de Mayo, so I've had my belly full of margaritas yesterday, so we're going to move on a little bit beyond that and maybe hit a little bit. Mother's Day's coming up, right? And we want to do this a little bit Grilling Guys style. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, happy weekend, and thanks for joining us, taking a little time to hang out with us, two boneheads who think we know how to grill. But we know that you know how to grill. There's lots of you out there that are great smokers, barbecue people, foodies, and we love getting your input. We love it when you go to our Facebook page and post pictures or tag us in your silly situations because we're pathetic.
But we're dedicated, so that's the good thing. But so Barbecue Bob, we usually start off the show with what we might have grilled or smoked last week. What was on your fire?
Well, I grilled quite a few times this week. It was rainy, and I just was hungry, I think. I don't know what it was, but my bride went out to California, so I'm batching it. When I batch it, I get to make what I want.
Did
some venison steaks a couple nights ago. Then the next night, I did some chicken and some beautiful sirloin steaks, and I made up a great big pan of fried rice. I got that giant skillet. The one I had to get a little bigger than the one I got you.
Right. Yeah.
So,
okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's
that, right?
It's
skillet envy.
Yes,
you want to make
yes.
sure you're on the right side of that equation,
yes, yes,
right?
Yes. So I did some fried rice in that because the boys were hanging out with me this week. Alex and Jordan home from college.
They still eat like horses?
And oh, yeah. And Livy loves fried rice. So I made up a giant pan of it and that went over really well. But, you know, I had to take my brother out for his birthday the other night, so I went down to Kingsland Hardware, and I got one of those big Ace toolboxes and a bunch of cool barbecue supplies, and I got a Grilling Guy sticker, a Heart Brewing Company sticker, Schmoes and a Founder sticker, and put some microbrew stickers on the box and made him a little grilling box for a birthday present, threw some spices in it. That went over really well. He
sure.
loved it. I met him for dinner. But that's what we're going to talk about is how the kids can do gifts for mom, and you don't have to take them shopping all the time. Sometimes you have the stuff right in your house, or you just need a little bit of cheap stuff, and we're going to try and guide you into that. And what inspired me was I looked at a gift that my girls made me when they were, I'm going to say, 4 and 6, and they took a plain white hat. That's back when it was the hard, stiff mesh, you know, the big dome hat.
The air on the back, but
yes,
the cloth on
yes.
the front and the little mesh on the back.
And
yeah.
Maggie and Emily Maureen did it for them. You know, dipped their hands in paint, and they put their little hands on the hat, and so it's got an I Heart Daddy on it. And I hardly ever wore the hat because I loved it so much, and it was white, and I wanted to keep it nice. That still hangs on my hat rack.
Yep.
You know, I will not ever get rid of it. I'll never wear it because I don't want to get it dirty. But it's I've worn it a few times, but, you know, I have like 200 hats. So I'm kind of one of those hat whores, I think
right.
is what you
exactly.
call it. But those are cool things that we want to talk about. And, you know, I think last week or the week before, we talked about this right here.
That was last week.
The
car kit. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, why can't mom do that? Why can't you make, you know, an emergency road kit for mom for her car? Because if you're like a lot of us, your wife or mom or mother, the kid's mom, she's got everything, right?
Well, she should have if you're taking care of her, right, Bob? Yeah.
From our minds, she does, so we don't know what to get. So how about if you make her up a nice little emergency road kit with like some jumper cables, flare?
Is that kind of on the – I see the love in that, right? But
yeah.
is that kind of on the line of, you know, I know the vacuum isn't working so well for you now, so
no,
I'm
going
to get you a new vacuum to make it easier for you?
This isn't going to make her work. This could save her life. So a cell phone charger, flashlight, water first aid, a blanket, little fire extinguisher, whatever. Those 12-volt compressors, some flares, tow straps, shovel.
How about road service and a new cell phone, and just so she can call somebody and be taken care of rather than getting out and changing the tire.
You can always
herself.
Do that, but what if her phone died, she forgot it, there's no cell coverage,
sure,
and she's stranded by the side of the road? How good a husband are you if you don't have her prepared? You suck as a husband. That's what you do.
Maybe that's why I'm not one right now. You know, that could be the case. You never know. But this is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're not giving marriage counseling on this show, but in honor of Cinco de Mayo, I'm gonna circle back, and I made some marinated flank steak, and we had fajitas
nice.
On Friday, right? Cinco de Mayo. It was a lot of fun. And
Flanco de Mayo?
Yeah, right, Flanco de Mayo. But lime juice, soy sauce, brown sugar, salt and pepper, and some garlic is what I used, and I put a little bit of chili paste in there, but not much because Michelle's not real fond of real hot, spicy food, but you know, then the fresh lettuce and the chopped up tomatoes, made a little corn salsa as well, which is just, I put some corn on the cob on the grill.
Nice.
And got it.
I love corn salsa.
Charred and put some black beans in there.
Sweet.
And some Roma tomatoes and a little olive oil and made that up. And boy, you know what? For a guy that doesn't do a lot of Mexican food, it kind of turned out good. So
surprise yourself?
Yeah, I did. But the flank steak, again, grilled it to medium rare, cut it on the bias. It's in long little strips. Works out really good in that fajita setting. And it's just, again, wasn't too spicy because of who I was feeding. But generally, you'd amp up that heat a little bit.
Now, I did a chimichurri sauce about a year ago. Have you ever tried making that?
No.
It's
sure I know what it is.
It's good on flank steak or skirt steak.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's from Colombia, Venezuela area, Argentina, they do it, Brazil. It's made with either
all
parsley.
All over South America.
Yeah. Or in Central, probably a bit too. But there's kind of a region where they use it. I don't know about Southern South America, but I know especially in Colombia and Venezuela it's big. But it's made with either parsley or a cilantro. I like to make it with cilantro, but the original recipes down there pretty much use parsley. But it's just a wonderful green slaw that you put on your steaks to kind of finish them off. You can marinate them in it too, and it's traditional Central and South American style flank mm-hmm. or skirt prep. And
well, Bob, we both get a lot of emails throughout the week, and we subscribe to a lot of different places that send us information. And we got a safety alert this week regarding the grill brushes, right?
Right. And so that really got me thinking, and I posted it because my godson Ian Jabor over in Troy hit me up last summer at the grill when I pulled my brush out and started brushing my grill. He's like 15 years old, really bright kid. And he goes, Uncle Bob, you know you're not supposed to use a brush like that on a grill, right? And I've heard it a bunch of times, but I'm stubborn, and I have a bunch of brushes.
Well, and you're smarter than Ian, even though you don't, you know. Right.
I don't know. He'll tell you all about splitting cells. No, but I used to sell brushes for Grill Daddy, so
right,
I got a bunch of them. So the long and the short of it is I saw that article. I posted it on our Grilling Guys Facebook page, and I thought, you know what? There's enough of these incidents out there. You can't use brushes anymore. You got to find other alternatives. We have better methods. Next week, we're going to have a specialist on that's going to tell us some really cool stuff on how to throw away the brush. But thanks, Ian, for sticking in my mind and getting me to get my act together.
And not sticking in your throat with a piece of wire fiber.
There you go.
There we are. Coming up next, we're going to get the kids involved at the grill and around the grill for Mother's Day. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
U2 combination for your Saturday morning. The Grilling Guys are getting a little bit of class. I'm Jop, and he is Sir Barbecue Bob. And we're glad you're tuning in. But it's all about Mother's Day here at the Grilling Guys because, fellas, it's time to pamper mom a little bit. And it doesn't always have to be a big old juicy steak that comes off your grill. There are lots of other things that you could and should be doing. And just ask mama what her favorite is and see if you can put it together on a smoker or deep fryer or the gas or charcoal grill because we're here to help. So along those lines, Barbecue Bob, we're going to hit some gifts maybe first before we do a bunch of recipes. But how are you going to get the kids involved?
Yeah. Hey, welcome back. And I thought, you know, a little bit of Bono and Pavarotti for Mother's Day. Ask your mom or your wife if she would like Bono and Pavarotti to join her for Mother's Day, and you won't be included. So, I think, you know, one of the things that's really cool to do for the kids is to just work really hard, because that's what mom does.
Oh, yeah.
You're paying her back. It's not about the money. Matter of fact, this is really great for young families especially, because you never have enough money. It just seems like it's gone. By the time you pay the bills, you're already feeling like, oh, man, how long is it till payday again?
Right.
So this is stuff you can do that can be creative that she will like more than buying her a stupid thing with money that is precious. Because some of those things that I buy are really stupid, and my wife looks at it, and she acts like she likes it, and then I find it a year later still with a wrapper on it. It's like,
sure.
It goes to Goodwill. So one of the things is like the table setting. You know, break out the linen napkins, break out the nice tablecloth. If you have some good china and silver and crystal, get all that stuff out and make it just like Christmas or make it just like Easter so that it's a
special day.
Fancy meal, you know, not just, oh, well, we won't use paper plates. We'll use the Melmac.
Yeah.
If you're a Melmacian.
Right. God, that goes back a ways. Holy cow.
And then set the menu. You know, this has to be her favorite.
Right. Yep, and don't give me this BS that you don't know what she likes. You know what? Pay attention, and or just ask her, and she'll say, I don't know, so then you're going to have to know anyway,
and
right?
Never, never, never tell her you're not my mother.
Right, yeah.
I've heard about that for 30 years.
Wow.
And then be meticulous. No, I didn't get her something on Mother's Day, and she says, oh, on a Mother's Day gift? And I said, well, you're not my mom. Oh, man, I still hear about it. I just heard about it before she got on the plane to California.
Right. And she's going to see your daughter.
Our grandkids.
Who now has two daughters.
Yes.
So you know that tradition's being handed down.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And if your son-in-law is living out there, or listening out there, rather, in California, he needs to put that one down in my things of not to do, is make the comment that old granddad made. Because
that ain't
gonna
work. He's way smarter than I ever was. He's a producer for country music television. He handles himself so much better than I did at that age. I'm very, very proud of my son-in-law. Other people I'm proud of, just a segue here, is my buddy David Webb. Just got bumped up to the 9 a.m. slot on Sirius XM. I do a spot on his show on Thursday nights.
So you don't have to do it at midnight on Thursday nights
anymore?
Well,
I'm not going to be doing it at all. I lost my gig, but he got a promotion. So yeah. Congratulations to David Webb.
Surround himself with better content.
Yeah,
I get it.
The Glenn Beck clown show finally got bounced, so that's gone.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot going on there at Fox, so I'm not really sure what my opinion is of that, because there are some of them that
really enjoy it. Well, this is
Sirius. Yeah, oh, okay.
Sirius XM.
Right, yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, he is a Fox contributor, but he has his own show. It's kind of a military show on politics, because he's big on the military. He's got great stuff he's working on right now for us. We're like almost all the way up the chain of command with the Marine Corps to deliver our smokers, and I'm not going to say where they're going, but we are now finally through all the crap load of military stuff, and it's now just selecting the date, and when we get the date locked in, we'll announce where we're going. But Jop, you're going with me. It's going to be awesome.
And what we're talking about there is, and we haven't touched on this in a while because we kind of hit a stalemate, but it's the Operation GI Barbecue. If you're a regular listener, you know that a couple of years ago, we kicked that thing off right around Memorial Day. So we're almost coming up on a two-year anniversary of it. And our listeners and many, many of our fine sponsors kicked in any way they could to help us raise enough money so we could send a big trailer smoker and some charcoal and rub and meat and over and just give the troops on a military base a little taste of home.
Yeah, last year on Memorial Weekend, I brought the first load to Fort Bragg.
Right.
Yep. And I was there for All American Day, and they got this big Judge smoker from American Barbecue System. They got a pallet load of Original One, American Stockyard sauce, pallet load of barbecue, all kinds of spices. So we have two more loads that are now ready to go, and I'm just going to say the Marine Corps, it has a big event coming up, and we're going
to
be there.
Well, and thanks to you all that are listening for making this possible, because all Bob and I really are doing is yakking about it. You know, it's worth mentioning that 100% of the proceeds from this, every dollar that's raised is going to this effort to bring these smokers and the barbecue to a military base. Overseas or not, we're going to make this happen. We've got it all put together.
So my point is David Webb helped me tremendously to get through the Marine Corps, because I was failing with the Army and the Air Force, but he's got so many contacts higher up in the military because he has these generals on his show.
Sure.
So that was thanks to him for that. So that's really
well, that's
cool.
Exciting because we'll be able to bring closure to our effort.
Yeah.
And be able to let people know. I mean, it was great
that
we did it last year.
Maybe we can start it again then once we figure out the way, now that we've kind of busted through the ice.
Right.
Keep that channel open.
Exactly. Yeah, good metaphor there, Bob. The last ice went out of Lake Superior last week, so we are officially into spring now.
Okay.
Right? Get out of your backyard.
Thanks for allowing me that little divot there.
Right.
But so spend Saturday morning cleaning and prepping. That's a biggie. Don't do it Sunday for Mother's Day. Saturday morning. Get those kids. Get them up early. Get them whacking, man. Vacuuming, dusting. Get them all ready. So when Sunday comes along and it's her special day, she can really put her feet up and feel like she doesn't have to clean the house, because that's what a lot of moms like to do on Saturday if they work out of the house.
Right. Unfortunately, it has to happen. The place does get dirty every week.
They don't like to do it.
Right.
They have
well,
to
who
do
does?
It. Yeah.
I mean, come on, right? It's one of those necessary things in life that aren't necessarily fun.
Yeah, and another thing I think that's a good idea is to make sure if you do get her gifts or make her gifts, wrap them. Even if it's in tissue paper and with a piece of yarn, let the kids do it themselves. Let them wrap them. She'll love it. And because it's moms get something out of life that most of us don't ever get. And there's a connection there. I see it with my kids, now my grandkids. I don't envy her for that. I admire that about women. And you got to keep that sacred. They're special creatures. And So put a little special wrap on it.
Yep, very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, Let's take a little rabbit trail here and do something that you might not do on a regular basis, but something that's special for Mother's Day. And then I see you got a recipe here for some grilled peaches with a bourbon butter sauce.
Yeah, because
you cover that real quick.
Because the
for
recipes
us.
We're gonna get here on the fourth segment are largely, I mean, all we're doing is dessert recipes on the grill. Because you know what to grill your wife. We're not gonna sit there and tell you how to do a. You know, tuna steak or something, whatever's her favorite. But basically grilled half peaches, and you can even get the peaches that are in a can halves. They're fine. You don't have to get a fresh one if you can't. But you basically put that peach, put a little oil on it, and put it on the grill and get grill marks on it and warm it up. But before you did that, you make this little bourbon butter sauce. And I'll post the recipe on our website. It's something I found online, and it's butter, granulated sugar, bourbon, a little nutmeg, and water. And so you just grill that peach, you put it on a pretty little bowl, and you pour that bourbon sauce on it. You can put a little scoop of ice cream on it or next to it, pour the bourbon sauce on that too. The bourbon sauce is phenomenal.
Mm, it sounds good. Coming up next, we're going to have some things that you can make with your kids. Outside, around the grilling type items that are going to be special for mom on Mother's Day. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of the Grilling Guys? Go to thegrillingguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillingguys.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard, I exercise, and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rig, hit the brakes, it's going to be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Some of the conversations we have during the break aren't worthy
they're
of the
better,
radio.
They're better than the show, right, I think. Yeah. Well, talking deer camp stories right. Again.
Anyway, but I'm glad you're listening. You're out of bed. Put your feet on the floor. Get out in the backyard. Maybe create a little grill envy in your neighborhood because it's all about Mother's Day. And this is a practice weekend because next weekend is actually Mother's Day. But we're trying to give you a little jump start on this stuff so that you can maybe put a little plan together and not have to throw something together last minute.
That's right. And, you know, worst case scenario, if you don't have a grill or can't get to the grill, run down to Cascade and 28th and go to a place called Jack's. I had lunch there, Thursday or Friday. Oh, my gosh. J-A-X. Just look it up. Fantastic brisket sandwiches. Bring home a container of brisket or pulled pork, and then you can just tell your wife you smoked it.
Yeah. If you're in West Michigan, it's easy to find.
Yeah.
You're out in Jersey. It might not be worth the trip. It is a good sandwich.
It is.
But it's
it would be
good.
Worth the trip. You need to come out here. Yeah. The Jersey Shore is nice, but you got to see Lake Michigan.
Right.
So, anyway, things kids can do for mom. One of the things that I did a lot of online shopping for this stuff and just trying to get ideas because my kids, my youngest is now 18, so it's been a long time since we've done any of these things. So, just looking online, I remembered all the things my wife had the kids make for different things. But and my wife hates crafts. Oh. So when our kids did crafts, there was usually blood involved. But one thing you can do is get just a basic little apron from, you know, your favorite store, a cheap, you know, aprons are aprons, right?
Food supply stores have
a lot
of them.
Even that. Yeah. They're really good price there. But then, you get the type of paint that's like a – you'd want to research the paint so it doesn't wash off the apron, but it will wash off the kid. And I think Hobby Lobby is the place to go for a lot of this, so let's give a plug to those great people there. But you can do hand prints. They can draw flowers on them, feet imprints, just cute stuff. And when that mom sees her little baby's foot on that apron, I'll tell you what, it'll get her close to tears every time she sees it, especially 10 years later when she sees how tiny those hands
are. Yeah, right after she took that kid to the shoe store because their feet are growing so fast.
Yeah.
They need new shoes every 3 months, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. So the apron's a cool thing. Another thing I saw that was really cool, it was just like a mason jar. And basically they put a little bit of paint inside it and just swirled it around and stood it upside down till it drained out. So the inside of the jar was painted. A color, like her favorite pretty color, or whatever that extra paint is you have stuck in the paint shelf.
So this is decoration for the shelf. You're not going to use this
is thing. Nope. This is a jar, and then what you're going to do is you're going to take the little kid's hand again and put it in paint and put it on the outside of the jar, and maybe write mommy or a heart or something like that. Let the kid do it, and then let it dry, and you put a little ribbon around the top, and now she's got a pencil holder for her desk.
Okay,
and it's something really cool instead of. Oh, blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, well, let me talk about something that I'm familiar with, and it's coupons, right?
Coupons.
But I have a little tradition that if we have a disagreement in the household where I think I'm right and she thinks she's right, whoever ends up being proven right has to give a coupon to the other person, and that is redeemable on demand.
Ooh.
Whenever they want it done and for whatever you want them to do. I mean, within reason, right?
Yeah.
But whatever. So
I'll boundaries.
Right. And I'll admit that she has more coupons than I do right now.
I'll just give you a trend here.
This is relevant because here's one you could do is if you give these coupons to mom, and let her redeem them, whatever she wants. One of the things I had to do was paint her toenails. Okay, that was, she wanted her, it's spring's coming, she wanted her toenails painted. She says, I'm going to redeem a coupon, Randy. Boom, here you go. So I sit down and, you know, put the foot on my knee, and I'm probably the worst toenail painter in the world, but I did it, right? And it was kind of
fun. For the last time.
Right. And it was fun and I enjoyed it but it was something that, you know, you're never going to do. It's not like your kids are going to sit down and paint mom's toes, but maybe the mom decides that's what she wants for a coupon.
You know, that's a, you know, actually that's, kind of a, that's cool actually one. A pretty good one.
Yeah.
Mom would like it.
Right.
Not or, if I did it.
Or feet rubbed or feet soaked or whatever it may be. But I, you know, that's a
hey,
that's
Jesus did it.
That's
why not?
Right. Right.
That's right.
Right.
Another thing, I love the coupon thing, and we did that plenty of times. And it was generally for vacuuming, clean your room, all these things. Mom could just pull it out, or the person can pull it out, and there you go. You get to redeem it. And here's the good news. Half the time, they never remember them, and they don't make you redeem them.
Oh, that's not been my experience. There's a list of them. I've got this many. And
so here's one that every family can do, and we just did it for my wife. She's gone. So when she gets home, she's going to find that beautiful silver car in the garage, totally detailed.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there again, that's a low-cost or no-cost item.
Yeah.
Because you can wash your car in the driveway and then vacuum it all out, and then mm-hmm. when mom gets ready to get in it the next time, it's all cleaned out. French fries are out from under the seat.
Yep.
Whole deal.
And I'm putting it on Craigslist while she's gone, so it might not even be there.
There's something wrong with that. Barbecue Bob, there's a twist there that this isn't Father's Day, this is Mother's Day, right? At least let her drive it once.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Right. She wants another Jeep, so she's tired of driving a car. So another thing, here's a biggie. My wife is like Imelda Marcos. She has more shoes than anybody I've ever seen, other than maybe Imelda Marcos. She had 5,000 pair. I think Maureen's up to about 2,800.
Sure.
So something the kids can do is pull out her favorite shoes or winter boots, because the winter's all done and they may be salty. You know, get some
saddle soap.
Yeah, there you go. Leather soap, scrub them up, wax them up, polish them up. That's a great mom thing.
A lot of women don't polish their shoes.
They don't.
And they throw them away when they get scuffed up, right?
I know it.
Yeah.
So polish them up.
Right.
Save yourself some money.
Yeah, and her.
Yeah. Another thing kids can do is gut their rooms and clean them. That'll make mom happier than almost any other thing you could possibly make her, because you know your kid's room is generally a sty. I don't care how old they are. From the minute mom quits taking care of the room and makes them do it, it goes continuously downhill. So
you've been there.
Yep. I'm still there.
Right. Yeah.
I have an 18-year-old that was forced marched in Thursday to do a complete gutting of the room.
How'd that go?
Again, mom's gone. Oh, it looks beautiful.
Yeah. Great.
I said, you want to have a graduation party, right? Right. Okay.
Here's the deal.
Gut your room. Right. Oh, my gosh. You should have seen the face. Anyway, sorry about all the children stuff, but it is a Mother's Day prep show. We're going to do some recipes in the last couple segments, but really, we just want you dads to get your crap together, because sometimes, as dads, we suck as guidance counselors for gifts, because we don't even know what to get our wives.
Right. Let me go to the grill real quick, because I threw a shot over your bow and your wife jumped on that like right away. You posted something you were cooking on the grill a couple weeks ago, and I just sent a shot to you. I'm like, why don't you clean that grill, man? And Maureen was like, wham, on that instantly.
I didn't notice that.
Say, yeah, I wish he would clean that grill. So maybe that's something you can do, guys, because if what she was saying without saying it is like, that's a little bit disgusting. And the grill is your realm, but yet she eats all the food that comes off it, right? So that's what I read into it. And again, I'm not a counselor, but if maybe you can, this is one that'll benefit the family, but mom likes it too, is that when that grill's a little bit cleaner, then you maybe feel a little bit better about eating the food that comes off it.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, when I get some extra time, I'll do that.
Right. Oh, so that's what all this stuff that you were talking about is, right?
I was
when
just,
I get extra time, I'll do that?
I was just in a restaurant recently, and I went back in the kitchen to talk to the owner and the chef, and I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, yeah, when you're using it every day, it's you don't, especially the deep fryers and all that stuff, it gets dirty.
Right.
And my grill is used almost every day, and it's stainless, so it cleans up nice, but I do not clean it every time I use it. No way.
Yeah. Well, no. Nobody cleans them every time. But,
no.
But
I bet you
once
do.
A year, Bob,
I bet
would be
you
good.
Do.
No, I usually
do mine about maybe once a month.
Coming up next, it's dessert time for the grilling guys. We're going to heat it up and serve it up. Stick with us. We'll be back.
since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Times are changing, and it's all for the better, because you're listening to Grilling Guys, and it's the weekend, so hopefully you've got something on your agenda to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, yeah, welcome back. Thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us, and don't forget to hit our website for this stuff. It's thegrillingguys.com. Okay, check out all the resources on there. In the top right corner of the website, there's a search bar. So if you're looking for a recipe, you can pull it up right there. And then just below it, there's a set of earmuffs that'll help you download the podcast. And then, of course, there's a Twitter feed, Facebook feed. You can like us on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at Grilling Guy. But just use those electronic resources we've got, because we've put years and years and years into building them. Our webmaster works on them every weekend. And usually after the show is posted. If you've been a guest or a caller, you can download it right then if you want to hear yourself. Just a kind of a cool place to go for.
Yeah. Well, speaking of electronic resources, this is the Mother's Day show, and we're thinking about grilled desserts. And went on the internet and found one, and sometimes I'll read these and then I'll want to edit them a little bit. But this one is so simple and so good that we're going to give credit where credit is due. There's a website out there called MarlaMeredith.com, and Marla is a chef and a writer, and she's come up with this chocolate cherry ricotta. Okay, there's your three ingredients. That's why it's simple. Mm-hmm. Chocolate, cherry, ricotta, grilled pizza.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think her site is called Blog Her.
Right.
And a very attractive girl.
But she's a very good cook. These recipes are cool. But this one, this chocolate cherry ricotta, real quick, just made on a pizza dough that you buy from the store, yeah. Already made, already cooked. You know what they are. You can get the wheat ones or the gluten-free or the regular ones, whatever you like, right? Just put a little oil on it, and then a jar of ricotta cheese, right? Yep. That's the white cheese that it's an Italian dish usually. And then a couple drops of vanilla in that. Some chopped chocolate and a cup of pitted cherries, man. And this
so
recipe
nice.
Is so simple. You put that all on that pizza dough, and then you set it on the grill, close the lid, let that ricotta melt in, the cherries settle in. It's just a wonderful little recipe, and it's going to look like you really slaved over it. The ingredient list here says it's 3 minutes of prep time and 10 minutes of cooking. Bam, 15 minutes.
Would you put a little butter EVO on the bottom of that?
Sure, maybe? Yep. Something to keep it from sticking to the grill a little bit. Yeah, yep, exactly.
That looks gorgeous, Jop. That looks absolutely gorgeous. I found something that was really cool that it reminded me of you, actually, because you like doing those butternut squash. This guy came up with, or lady, whoever it was, came up with the idea of hollowing out oranges and baking muffins on the grill in an orange peel, half of an orange peeled.
Wow.
I know. And so it kept it from burning. It released easily. It made a cool presentation. But it's really simple. You just you have as many oranges as cupcakes as you want to make, right? So if you want to make 10 cupcakes, you have 5 oranges.
Math is his strong point.
And so use seedless navel, cupcake batter, like vanilla, and you can mix all kinds of things in with it. This fella right here was on Mediavine. I found this recipe. You can look it up yourself. I'm not going to bother reposting it because it's not ours. But you just cut the oranges in half. You fill them 3/4 of the way full with this cupcake batter, and you put them on foil or in cupcake tins, and you put them on your grill, and you close the lid, and you can tell when they're done.
Right.
How cool is that when you're going to put an orange – a cupcake with an orange little
wrapper on
chariot,
it.
A chariot on it, you know? Right. Like, you could have some fun with that.
Well, you know, the
for
other
any
thing,
holiday.
I don't know if the recipe goes there, but you could take some of the, actually, the orange that came out of the peel and mix it in with your frosting and make an orange frosting.
You
just
absolutely
a regular,
could.
You know, powdered sugar frosting with
an
orange flavor.
Yeah, and I
to
think
it.
If you read down further, it'll even tell you to do that, or you can put bits of it right in with the batter, is what I think they're going to do, is steer you that way. But yeah, absolutely. And, there was a picture of one finished, and they had, I don't know, thrown some basic frosting or something over it. But it's just cool, fun, melt chocolate, whatever.
Right.
Just cool stuff on the grill and dessert on the grill. Gosh, you know, I used to do those pineapple boats all the time. I don't do them so much anymore, but those are fantastic in the smoker.
Yeah, they are. Even the grilled pineapple rings, you know, you do the 10 and 2 on them so they get the little crosshatch.
Yep.
And anytime you grill fruit of any kind, what's going to happen is those flavors are going to concentrate. You're going to take some of the moisture out of it, and you've eaten dried fruit before, right? Well, grilled fruit is between fresh fruit and dried fruit, right? And you get it hot, and it concentrates the flavors. Some of the juice comes out of it, but not all of it by any means.
And don't leave it on too long, because that sugar is going to blacken it up, and you'll get too much bitter.
Right.
But you do that with that grilled pineapple slice, and then get yourself a little bucket of coconut sorbet, and what you've got there is a pina colada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, so you put it on a pretty little plate, a couple nice rings, and you can, dude, you don't even have to get a fresh pineapple for this. Trust me, it works fine with canned rings of pineapple.
Right.
Maybe better.
Right, because you don't have to core them.
Yeah, you can even at the supermarket sells them even cored now, so you can even buy those if you want. But the coconut sorbet on top of it when you're done or next to it, beautiful presentation. Couple pineapple rings with the nice burnt marks, you know, the grill marks on it, and a little bit of coconut. Man, I love pina coladas for one thing.
Right, yeah. Bob, your family's big on sangrias. When the summer rolls around, we're almost there. We're on the shoulder of the summer season here, and the sangrias. Always got lots of fresh fruit in them. It's kind of fun to do grilled fruit for those, too. Same thing, cut the orange in half, but don't take it all out. Just grill it face down, the lemons, the limes. Get a little char mark on them, because you usually serve sangria in a big glass pitcher.
Right.
Right? So you can see the fruit
in
there.
So you put those two on top?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But
what's it going to do to the flavor, though?
Well, I don't think it's going to hurt it much, because you're not burning it again. It's just more for the appeal and the visual.
Peel.
Yeah, right. Yeah, don't burn the peel.
Right. That's kind of cool. Yeah, we do. We have a big graduation party coming up. And
I'm
going
to be there.
Yes, you will.
I was told I'm going to be the French fry guy.
You are.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Now, wait a minute.
When
you asked for that gig last year.
Right.
You asked for that gig. So you don't have to do it. You can play pool cleanup if you want.
Don't get anywhere near the grill where the meat is, Jop. You just stay by the fryer where the potatoes are.
Everybody has their jobs,
that's
dude.
That's right. Yeah.
And the meat's going to be all done by the time you get there. You'll have nothing to do.
I'm so used to the grill bitch position.
The meat will be done hours before you arrive.
Right, yes,
and
hours
and
before
and
I
it'll
arrive.
Be in Cambros, because I have a couple new Cambros.
Okay.
And shouldn't have told you. Now you're going to want to borrow them.
Well, no, I will borrow them. It's not just I want to. I will, yeah.
And, it's going to be all stacked and packed and racked, so we'll be good to go. We won't be pulling butts, at 5:30 as the line backs up. We expect 300 people. Well, I'm not going to say the date because I don't want any more.
Right, but it's a double duty one for you because you've got a son graduating from college and a daughter graduating from high school,
yeah.
Right?
Kill two birds with one stone.
Right, so that's going to be, you know, and maybe we should go down that in the last segment, is go down that road a little bit because that's a real time for grillers. We've kind of hit Mother's Day, and we'll finish up with it, but that's a real deal when you've got to feed 200 or 300 people at a graduation party, and we've done this lots of times on the grill and the smoker. So
yeah, I see we got another invite to do another event, but that's I'll be out at that's just in a couple weeks. I'm going to be out at Whole Foods in Sacramento for the Top Chef event,
right?
And I'm going to MC Top Chef out there, and I don't have to cook. All I have to do is stand around and entertain them and have fun, and it's going to be great.
Poor people.
It's a good gig.
How many days are you out there?
Probably about 5.
Wow.
So
you're going to run out of content if you got to entertain people for 5 days.
Sure.
I just know you are.
Are you saying you want to go along?
No. You're good. You can handle that one. Yeah. It's all great.
So but, anyway, that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. In the next segment, Job, let's talk about a couple more things we can do on the grill for dessert, and these are going to be even easier. We saved the easiest for last.
Right. Yep. I'm going to pull a recipe out of the grill box that you're not going to want to miss. In fact, you know what? I'm going to do it right now. It's so simple. You're going to take a banana and cut it in half lengthways. Leave the peel on it. Okay? And then you're going to put it on the grill with the banana meat side down first to get some grill marks on it. Flip it over so now the peel side is down after about a minute. And then all I want you to do is take some ice cream sauce, a little caramel or hot chocolate ice cream on there, and dribble that on that banana. And when you can take your tongs and pull the banana peel and it starts to slide out from under the banana, that means it's cooked all the way and you got dessert. Super simple, super tasty. There's more desserts where this one's coming from.
Yeah.
Stick with us. We'll be back. Every day we've been apart. I don't care about the...
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yes, and today's man law is deadly serious. Here's the Mother's Day man law. Have your mother.
No. Have your wife thank your mother for raising such a wonderful man.
There you
go.
To
be her husband.
Jop's man law.
Not sure that's highly advised, but I'm going to tell you, it sounded right for a man law, right?
Go.
Forget about all this Mother's Day stuff.
I think that's history. I think that's the first time Joppy's ever done man law.
Right, right. Probably the last.
Anyway, so here's a couple cool, really easy ones. Shortcake skewers with strawberries and pineapples. Who doesn't like pound cake or shortcake?
And the stuff you buy at the store?
But the pound cake. Yeah, you get the Sara Lee pound cakes or a fresh one at the bakery.
Mm-hmm.
My wife loves pound cake, just like her mother did. And so you cut it into little cubes, whatever size your strawberries are and your pineapple cubes are, and you put a piece of fruit, piece of pound cake, piece of fruit, and you throw that whole little skewer on the grill. Turn it a couple times. Fantastic.
Yep. There again, that heat is going to caramelize that sugar in that pound cake and on the fruit.
It's just going to leave a nice little mark, warm it up,
right.
And it's a skewer. It's pretty. The presentation's everything with that.
Hand-eaten food.
And
right
you can
there,
have
man.
A sword fight when you're done.
We should do those at tailgates, right? I think that's a new tailgate.
There you go.
I like that one.
There you go. And grilled pound cake with a cherry compote, I found. And there you just take a slice of off the pound cake about, I don't know, inch thick maybe. And you brush a little buttery VO on the side you're putting on the grill. and you put that baby down on the grill, and you get some grill marks. You warm it up. You throw it on a pretty little presentation plate, whatever you're going to serve it on, and you have heated up some cherry compote. And there's easy ways to do that. But Michigan's full of cherries. They're ready to come, and you can probably already start getting them at the market here shortly. Just make up some fresh stuff. It's basically a little water, sugar, and a touch of cornstarch and some salt. It's very, very easy to make a cherry compote. And then you just put a dollop of that on top of a nice piece of pound cake. And
right.
Oh, man, my mouth's watering.
So if you're not a compote chef, then you
buy
can
a can of it.
Buy a can of cherry pie filling and the pound cake at the same time.
Easy for the kids to do.
But the point is it's the effort of heating it up and putting a little presentation together rather than just opening the package and making mom
cut
her.
You're not making
own.
A mess in the kitchen either.
Right.
All the kids are out to grill with you.
Right.
And mom knows everybody is working their tail off for her. So there's another show in the can, Jop. It's all about mom. It's lots of ideas for the kids. And I don't know. I just think it's a great time to seriously go out there and try and let all the moms know how much we appreciate their job, because I think it's the worst job. Not only do they have to do the birthing, but they got to do a lot of the other stuff that we kind of skate on.
Well, and I think as guys, in all honesty, we take them for granted a little bit. And this is that one time a year. Or another time a year.
Is that one right? time we tell them.
Another time a year where we need to stop and just appreciate what we have.
Yeah.
Because it's seriously, the mother of your children is a very, very special person, and you need to, you know, just say thanks.
You are correct, sir.
Right. I are correct.
Okay. But. Well, thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Give us a like. Spread it around. Get your friends to follow us. You don't even have to always listen to the show if you can just follow our recipes and stuff on Facebook. And cheer us on, because we're growing.
All right. We'll be talking with you next week. It's all because your mama.